This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Kim Nowacki is the online producer for WQXR, and she says you won't want to miss the 8th annual Make Music New York.
More than 1,000 live music performances, free in public spaces, everything from classical music and opera to indie rock, jazz, hip-hop, world music, everything in between. There's a punk island on Staten Island. So, it's just a lot of fun. I think if you're outside on Saturday, you're going to run into live music.
Karen Frillman is the enterprise editor in the newsroom, and she'll be outside as well, up north on the banks of the Hudson in Westchester County for Clearwater's Great Hudson River Revival.
It's a music and environmental festival, and people go and out to Croton Point Park, and all these great musicians play. Richard Thompson, Rufus Wainwright, Lucinda Williams, Nora Jones is going to be there.
My heart is drenched in wine.
We also find some other staff members planning to be along the water. The news producers will be all together on Saturday on their day off, except for one.
I'm Tracy Hunt.
I'm Joseph Capriglione.
I'm Richard Yeh.
And I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli. And in honor of the first day of summer, we are organizing a group trip to Coney Island to the Mermaid Parade.
I've lived in New York my entire life and have never been to the Mermaid Parade. Have you been there before?
I actually haven't. Something always seems to come up. It is, you know, at the very start of the summer season, but we're finally going to make it happen.
I understand, Richard, you have gone.
I used to go almost every year, but the last time was more than 10 years ago. This is when I used to do a lot of street photography, and Mermaid Parade was like Mecca for me. And I always thought of it as my favorite parade. It is queer. It is fun. Outfits are outrageous. And some of the best tattoos I've seen in this town were from the Mermaid Parade.
We just really want to go to Coney Island. I've always loved Coney Island. You kind of can almost smell the history in the boards. And I mean, it's just a great, great place to spend an afternoon in the summer.
And there's some new attractions at Coney Island this year.
Yes, some of us are also going to be trying out the new roller coaster, the Thunderbolt.
What about you, Tracy? You're not going on this outing with the rest of the producers?
Well, I actually used to love going to the Mermaid Parade. I went to the Mermaid Parade when I first moved to New York, 10 years ago. But since then, it is just hot and muggy and crowded.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
This year's King Neptune and Queen Mermaid are Mayor de Blasio's children, Dante and Kiara. It steps off at 1 p.m. and runs along Surf Avenue and the boardwalk.
Just look at the world around you. Right here.
Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.
Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we've been voting full time to floating under the sea. Down here on the fish is happy, as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they shot 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
But no, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. What the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea we have to hook up. We got no troubles. Life is the bubbles under the sea.